You can go, he's big and...
strong.
What would you call a man who's he's overweight, but he's still really strong?
I'd just say he's fat.
Even though he's really strong? Okay. What do you call someone who's very easy to get along with?
A very sociable person.
Always is really pleasant, and you'd say that they are very...
well, they're a wonderful character, a wonderful person, has a wonderful personality.
Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and all over the place, and he's always stumbling on his feet, you might say, gosh, he's awfully... or he's mighty. You know, it's a stage you go through when you're all arms and legs.
Oh, he's awful restless.
Okay, referring to his physical appearance, you might say he looks pretty with his arms hanging down to here.
Well, that still would be restless, nervous.
A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you might say, he's just a plain...
dummy?
Okay. Would you ever say, boy, he's a real... When he always does crazy things, would you ever say, boy, he's a real fool?
Real freak?
Would you say he's a fool, though?
A what?
A fool?
Yeah, fool, freak.
What does fool mean to you?
Well, it's just a guy's got no judgment, no sense, humor, or anything.
I see. Now, what do you call a person who'll never spend a cent?
Who never what?
Never spend a cent. Always.
Oh, tightwad.
Okay. And, okay, when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to you?
Common girl.
Like if you say, that girl's very common, what would you mean?
Well,
tell me, put some ice in it.
That he was, didn't have an education, he wasn't trained, he didn't have any,
Would you ever use it in a complimentary sense? Meaning something good if you said, oh, that girl is very common? Would you ever mean it something
well,
good?
Well, I don't think very common would be a compliment on anything.
Okay, if there's an old man and he's still going strong and he's doing everything all the time, he got, boy, he's still quite...
full of pep.
Yeah, and he's very...
lively.
All right, would you say that children are lively, or is it just old people? Like, is it old and young people? Can a child be lively?
Can a what?
A child be lively?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And old people are lively too?
Sure.
When the children are out later than usual, and you're waiting up for them to get home from a date, you sit there and you go, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't quite help feeling a little bit...
worried?
Okay. Now, if you get worried, you wouldn't...